The 2023 earnings conference call. I am Pedro Lourenço, Head of the Investor Relations Department, and we have today Mr. Silvio Ernesto Zarzur, Advisor CEO, Flávio Ernesto Zarzur, Vice President and Chairman of the Board of Directors, Marcos Zarzur, Member of the Administration Board, Marcelo Zarzur, Vice President of the company, and Emílio Fugazza, Financial and Investor Relations Director. This meeting is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We'll then begin the question and answer sessions when further instructions will be provided. If anybody requires assistance during the conference, please request help via chat. In case of connection failure, reuse the same link or ID available on ri.estech.com.br to return to the presentation. You can find the presentation slides on our website in the Download tab. The information is available in Brazilian currency, in BR GAAP, and IFRS, applicable to real estate development entities in Brazil. Otherwise, it will be indicated. Before beginning, we would like to mention that any statements during this conference call regarding ESTEC's business prospects, such as projections, operational and financial goals, constitute benefits and assumptions of the company's management, as well as currently available information. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect ESTEC's future performance and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such considerations. Now, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Emílio Fugazza, who will begin the presentation. Please go on.
Thank you, Pedro. It's a pleasure to be with all of you here in this earnings conference call, 3Q23. I begin with my considerations in slide two, where right now we had the launches of the third job with our partnership of Vesicall, a joint venture with the consultant, PSV of 85 million ESTEC share. 23% has been finished, has been sold, and we consider a little bit more sales. We will cover the cost of construction of this job. In the third quarter, we reached 387 million in launches, where participation of joint ventures with the constructors is significant, something close to 40% in the total launch in the year. And our operational performance, we have our sales performance. In the year, we reached 1.245 billion in gross sales, a quarter of 344 million, and the performance of the company was due to sales of jobs in progression. And I want to recall you that cancellations is 130 during 2023, 75 million from the third quarter on, with a volume of delivery that we had that was very good during this year. Now we go straight to slide number three, where you can see on the left side the delivery of our international construction job. I'm sorry, but his sound is cutting a little bit. Now, the last phase has been already So this is to my home, my life. And we should have 1.8 million reals, 84% sold in this fourth quarter, about 1.3 billion BRL. And all the jobs here have been authorized. The documents have been issued or will be soon issued. And it's important to mention that it had impact in the city. It's an important construction job. It's an icon for the city of São Paulo and also for the company. We have the documents issued, and we are delivering the units, and we have had very positive feedback from all the clients that are receiving their units, and they're quite satisfied. And now, talking about inventory, it's worth mentioning here that we are finishing the third quarter of 2023 with 2.5 billion BRL in the inventory, a decrease as compared to the beginning of 2022. And then we'll talk about our land bank. Our land bank did not vary much during this quarter, the third quarter of 2023. However, there was important change in this land bank, which is the conversion of about projects, change to residential projects, important projects. And this is why we reach almost 9 billion BRL in DVBs, PSVs. And we may reach 12 billion BRL. And operationally speaking, launches. We are selling already a project in Vila Prudente with our brand, one of our brands. And we have two towers where we have finished the first phase, a project that has a contract signed with Caixa Econômica Federal, and it contemplates 153 million BRL in the PSV of the company with 653 units. And this project will be officially launched in the coming weeks. For our not so far future, we have other launches in the forecast, among them Lindenberg Vista Brooklin. That is our fourth job with the joint venture with Lindenberg Builder. And the direct and indirect share of the company is 75%, with a PSV of about 300 million BRL, an excellent site in Brooklin with amazing view, and we have their good acceptance by the clients. And we will start launching construction jobs on a plot that's quite significant that we have in Mooca. And we have 50% share. We're talking about Mooca Città will have about nine phases, where three of them will be launched within the coming months. And for you to understand what it is, more than 10 billion BRL is the participation, 50%. And we have been quite successful with Hereditá. Hereditá Mooca was launched and is being delivered this year already. We are delivering this unit. It has been authorized, legally speaking, and it's sold almost 100%, and with excellent feedback from our clients. From the stance of financial indicators, net revenue above 80, our net revenue reached 252 million BRL in this quarter, aligned with what we have reported throughout the other quarters of this year. Most significant is the job constructions and what we have seen in the units that have been sold. On the right side, upper part, our gross profit and margin. The margin reached 32%. It's not what we want, but it's an important recovery as compared to 4Q22, where we went from 25% to 32%, and we maintain an important expectation regarding two topics that we have in our balance. The first one is regarding the backlog result. The cost of all the units, you can see through the backlog result that this quarter, it's about 38%, and only the issue of finance of the loans that we have been using for our jobs is a little bit less than 2 percentage points. The margin will be better in the next semesters, around 36%. We have this expectation because we are delivering a very large share of jobs in 2023, leaving behind the ones that were developed during the COVID pandemic. And also, the stock of ready units are around 70-some% of the total we have. And this is quite significant. The margin is quite significant, more than 40%. And this margin of these units, many have been sold. It will help us to increase the mean margin of the company. Equity and earnings, 14 million BRL. It's not significant. It should be better in the next semesters with margin of sales of our jobs, with the progress of the joint venture construction jobs that enter in the equity and earnings, and also the Città that, after launched, will be considered equity and earning likewise. Now, going to the slide on financial results. In this quarter, it did not show any effect here, except that during the quarter that we are considered, EBT was negative in 4.14%. So this was more than enough to create an offset in what we charge from clients. EBITDA was very small, 0.27 during this period. So the result of the fiduciary alienation portfolio was highly impacted on this quarter. And this portfolio, you can see, it's a portfolio that finishes this quarter in 376 million BRL. It increased, as you consider, at the beginning of the year. And now the deliveries of more than 1.2 billion BRL that we have now in the fourth quarter, if we think about, we can think about a true increment in this portfolio. And we finished now impacted by all the effects that I mentioned before, around 39 million BRL, which is a net margin of 16%, bringing for the year something close to 156 million BRL of results for the company. Something important to mention here is the net debt cash. We have a small variation against the availability of gross cash, but important variation as compared to the indebtedness. And this debt, this variation is only of evolution because it's only focused on production. The production we have here, we have a rate that is quite different from the current situation, and it's been used to implement all the jobs that we have open. So the gross indebtedness should grow a little bit throughout the coming months, but it's also true that our availability will have positive impact in this volume of deliveries that we will have for the coming months. And finally, in terms of capital structure, you can see here on the pizza plot on the left, the company totaled about 20% of third-party capital, and no doubt that this capital impacts in our sector. It's almost 1.2 versus 800 million, meaning the loans that we have. And these plots to be paid have been paid during October. And we have the asset distribution. As you can see, the participation of the cash is quite significant in terms of the comparison to last year. And showing because of the increase in sales that we have, especially in the first half of this year. Before I give the floor to our directors, I would like to mention that, as usual, quarter over quarter, talking about payouts, in this quarter is going to be 9,300,000, and we should pay it on November 30th. The ex-date is the 17th of November, contemplating everything that has been distributed in the year, 37 million, the payout of the year. And now I give the floor to the President of the Board, Administration Board, Flavio, please.
Good morning, everybody. It's a satisfaction to be here with you sharing our result. Here we are open for the questions that you want to ask. And as Emílio said, we are readapting our operation, and we trust that it's going to perform as it always had. You know that something that we have in our culture is to follow our objectives, go for them, and meet them when the time comes. So we're open for questions. If you want to, if somebody from the board or if the CEO wants to say anything, you can say something. We're open for questions. I give the floor to our Executive President and Director of Development, Silvio. It's not the results we would like to present. However, it's adequate for the moment of the company. For this point in time, we are working strongly to reduce our inventory, to solve the problem of the cost of jobs that we faced. The company is very large, so we must be patient to reach that. We did everything to recover that. I want to remind you that we had previously a large land bank of commercial units. This is a legacy that proved that is very difficult to keep. So we changed this land bank in residential units, so much so that we don't have any plot that
is not as yet allocated for commercial units. So this is an important point. We have one job that's an amazing building. It's going to take a long time to mature. We have to be patient. I want to remind you that other companies, when crossed moments like ours, had huge losses. And you have the transparency of our results. So you see entirely what our reality is. We are preparing for next year to begin the year in a clean slate. We are sure we're going to achieve that. We're going to turn this page. The cost will be adjusted. We will increase our sales speed. So, a new word. If you want to ask specific questions, well, I want to say that we're going to adjust cost. We will accelerate sales. We will buy plots, but not so many. We'll try to turn our plots in the best way possible. So you will see that we're going to take steps that will increase our launching speed. And that will help to recover what we consider that's more important for the company after safety, because what's more important for the company is safety and serenity. You see that we're working a lot to adequate our results. Emílio, please take over. Pedro, we can open for questions. Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to open for Q&A. And if you want to ask questions, please raise hands. And as time allows, we'll also answer the questions that will come through the chat. If it's not possible to answer, please send your question through the email, to the RI email in our website, and then you will be answered. The first question comes from Pedro Lobato from Bradesco. Please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. For the question, first, I want to further elaborate on the inventory. We understand that the company wanted to focus more in selling the stock, and I'd like to understand if there is a level of inventory that you understand is healthier so that the company has the launching level that we saw in the last 2 years. This is the first question. And the second is about the launching pipe. It's interesting that you talked about the coming months. However, I noticed the absence of the second tower in Ibirapuera. And if I missed something, could you please clarify how is the timing there for the second tower?
Pedro, good morning. Thank you for your question. It's not exactly the volume of stock that concerns us. We are going to decrease it naturally, but we want to sell. What's the strategy for next year? It's to launch units that will be sold quickly. And we will decrease the stock because we're going to really choose the launches. So almost all of them, because of market positioning, one or the other would be an exception, but we only launch those that will be sold very quickly. So that is the drive, the success in launching. We have to sell quickly these products. That is the tone of increasing PSV, and also we'll focus in partnership. That will help us to turn around our land bank and also measure or share this huge PSV that we have because of the transformation of the land bank from commercial units to residential units, so that we can sell and have a better ROI for the company. It's a strategy. We will close. I'm going to detail. We're going to close the sales now of the product. So if you want to buy Lindenberg Ibirapuera from December the 1st on, we will not be able to until, I don't know, April. We have not decided yet. And then we launch again with a commercial strategy for a new launching and sell 40% of these units. And then we will meet a better sales percentage. The strategy of stopping to sell is what we did in Ukraine. We closed sales, and that generated this feeling of lack of the product. People wanted to buy, of a shortage in the product. People wanted to buy, and they couldn't find it. So we're going to do that, I think, in the beginning of May. Pedro, answering your question, did we answer? Yes, quite clearly. Thank you. Thank you, Pedro. Next question from Tainá Costa, UBS. Please proceed.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I would like to explore this announcement you did about the new board. What's the biggest change, biggest challenge? And from then on, are we going to see that reflected in the company in a positive way? Thank you.
It's a sign. I'm going to start by Christian. Christian is a sign of a new phase of the company. It's something that we are thinking in the long run, somebody who comes to add more professionalism to the team and to apply our culture in our collaborators so that we can spread our volumes, or better, increase our volumes in launching and safety from now on. So Christian comes for that. And Silvio, I'm going to give the floor to Marcelo, because Silvio will be in Marcelo's place. So Marcelo can, you know, say what he thinks about it. Good morning, everybody. I will talk a little bit about Silvio Gaba. I participated on his hiring and I endorsed it. And I think we made the right choice. Tainá, your questions. It's going to really change things after the jobs. From July next year on, he's really turning engineering around. Until then, there is a dragging of what's behind. But what the worst negative results that we have in construction will finish this year. This year, it will be over. From next year on, we're going to have better results in construction. And in GABA, about GABA work, we're going to see the result from July on, going back to what it used to be. And I would say Christiane, when she was hired, Flavio and I talked to her, and what did we tell her? That her mission here is to have the collaborators working happy. So this is the idea. They are selling and they have to be happy. She's gonna improve the mood in the company. She's gonna place or organize better salaries. The company will be in a different vision level. All our collaborators and their contribution for the company will be better. She's a modern person, and I'm sure that she's gonna bring important contribution. Gaba, here we have only one Silvio. And Silvio and Yamamura, they're not Silvio, they're Gaba. So we have about 10 Silvios here. So Gaba came to change the engineering department. When you have something that's not doing well and you cannot see exactly where, because we were the best in engineering for 30 years, 40 years, and we found a problem. So we brought a new person who is strong with knowledge to really stun the management. And I'm sure that this decision was taken by Marcelo and Flavio. They hired him, and it was a very good decision, and we will soon see the result. His mission is to bring the cost down and change the way we do the job, change the behavior of our engineering workers. And I want to add something. What Silvio said was quite clear and correct. The time frame for Cristian's profit, let's say, will be around 8 months, 2 years, two and some years. Then we're going to be in a ranking of quality and performance and commitment from the workers. That's going to be much higher. But we need some time for that. Tainá, did we answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tainá. Now, Mr. Elvis from BTG, Elvis Credendio from BTG Pactual. Two questions here. First one about sales of the inventory, because the company is getting to a delivery cycle, and we have seen other builders that are more aggressive in discounts. I would like to understand from you if you're comfortable with the level of inventories that you're going to deliver by the end of the year. Maybe you could be more aggressive, not builder, developers. And the second question about cash generation aligned with the delivery issue, to understand the expectation of cash generation, the leverage of the company with the cycle of deliveries at the end of the year and for next year, to the trend of that, if the company has reached the peak of levering or if it should raise a little bit more. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. Who wants to answer that?
The ready inventory, we have a mechanic that we use when we're going to deliver a building. The buyers will sign that contract for loan and fiduciary, and we cannot go there and be very aggressive in the commercial part, because that will make the person be dissatisfied and will give us, we provide difficulties in people to really abide to that. I'm being quite transparent. From the moment that they sign and we have this building delivered and consolidated this delivery, we're going to check the marketplace for that, the best price for the market, not ready inventory. We have for residential commercial buildings, the ready stock. We will not be carrying residential stock. And even the commercial one that we have, In 2 or 3 months, we are selling, and we are looking to sell as soon as possible. But the residential units, we will have a marketplace, and we will sell. Indebtedness and cash, Emilio can talk better, can say better words than mine. And also, delivering in this quarter are buildings that are quite valuable, that are being sold, and they have huge added value. Guarulhos is something that's going to come for the stock, but it's a very good piece of units. They are very good units. Thank you, Marcelo. Cash generation, I will separate each one of the topics. Cash. These deliveries will lead to cash generation for the company. And in average, these buildings did not take huge volume of loans. We have some loan, but we have much more cash. We had a discussion in this case of what's the percentage of sales, and we also have to think about trust deeds. In relation to leveraging, I want to remind you that I have the expectation in relation to what's happening. Leveraging. Everything that is under construction, those launched in 2021 or 22, are jobs that take more real estate loans. So there's always an expectation that we increment the gross sales. During 2024, it will be around 1 billion BRL, sometimes more, sometimes less, but it's the avenue we will cover throughout the year of 2024. What means, in average, that we will have a small percentage of net debt during all this time, a percentage that is not relevant for the company, considering the company has 4.6 billion in equity. So we're talking about net debt around 5%. And I also want to remind you that included in this expectation, we have the payment of the plot of extra 300 million. So we're going to reach this Emilio's expectation. And within that, we have the payment of that plot that's quite valuable. It's a jewel. It's a piece of jewel. And answering your, did we answer your question? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Elvis. Good morning. Now, Hugo Grassi from Citibank. Please proceed. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. Very clear, as always. I'm going to ask a broad question about the launching pipeline that you have for next year. But I'm going to bring some elements to understand how you intend to navigate this coming year in the selection of what launches are worthwhile and what segment of the population revenue share. Let's talk about the change and the city plan. Does it make sense not to launch something that had been programmed to, even if you postpone this launching? This is one thing. Second, some projects are large, and here I emphasize Barão de Monsanto, that you have finished at least one phase, and you are launching it soon, and also Nigrin, that you are already launching, maybe with the competitor
nearby. You have a competitor nearby. And the third element is my house, my life, my home, my life. You have some record on that, some history in the Città, but maybe with this new engineering director, you have different consideration on what makes sense for low income, or even thinking about what could be the number four gap, or not gap, number four line in income, maybe up to 12,000. Because this three data, the city plan concentration of high volume projects and my home, my life. What's the strategy? What are you thinking about that? Yeah. Okay, it's a long question. Help me out. First, I'll talk about the city plan. We had the approval of a new law that brought important impact in the zoning of the plots. So it's two different things. One thing is the city plan that will change the zoning of some plots. It has changed for each zoning that we had, the master plan, the changes in the master plan. We gained 20% more of PSV. It's worth doing. So in the next ones, we will then implement one, two, three, next year, four and five. That will come with an increase in construction potential around 20%. So I'm going to exemplify something for you to understand. Then we're going to have a structured operation for the region. And then instead of two, I'll be able to make four. Each phase of the construction will be launched according to what has happened. I will launch four and five. I will not wait for this operation structure to increase. But six, seven, eight, nine, if the structure changes come, we can think about a scale to maintain the company function. We cannot stop and wait for things to happen. And we have also to benefit from things that happen as possible. So it's an organized way so that we do not lose our pathway. We cannot just stop. Ben City is an approval that has been protocoled for some time. We should approve it within this year. It's some success that we had. I don't know if you can measure. It's huge, huge. We are not competitors from MRV, very different from Rossi. I'm not saying that it's better or worse, but it's a different public. And we do not have competitors. And so each one will be in one part of the population. Everybody here has good expectation, and we're going to sell very well in CV. Now, my home, my life. My home, my life. I would say that we will try to be creative to begin with. We will move it around, but we understand that for us to have something really strong, not criticized, we must have. First, we're going to organize our core business, which is the
medium income bracket, selling well. High income also, we will first organize that, and then we go to My Home, My Life. And in the meantime, we have partnership with PP8, and we have other partnership that are on the move and can bring great PSVs for us. We're going to look for partnership as we get organized to really face in a strong way the lower income bracket. And I will not, take my attention from what's important for the company and look at something else. That's the strategy. Hugo, could we answer you? Yes, perfectly. And if I could abuse of you about the portfolio, fiduciary portfolio, it's always relevant, especially in deliveries. And there is a decision from court that validates the resumptions that happen without any need to go to the judiciary. I know that you resume some units some other way. What does it mean for you, this new decision from the Supreme Court? Is it more comfortable? Does it change anything in your predisposition to count on that portfolio? The cost of delinquency, of course, you are the developers that have the biggest direct portfolio. It's been 20 years that we work on the same way. We always acted accordingly, and that corroborate what we have always thought and done. It does not change anything because there are some things that, how can I say, that you believe and that you bet on them. We always bet that it was correct. Now the Supreme Court has confirmed it, so we keep acting the way we have always done. Part of the lack of results, we see that for INCC and IGP was 4% negative in the quarter. And you talked about portfolio, and I decided to mention that it was 4% negative. And that also lowered our result. And the interest on it is very close to the banking loan. So maybe we can increase a little bit our portfolio because the fiduciary is again important to improve liquidity in our sales. Just to corroborate what Silvio is mentioning, in our fiduciary backlog, we have been tested in this more than 20 years that we work like that, judicially tested in every single way, including by the Supreme. And we always want. It's not that we only believe. We believe and we have been tested and we never lost. So that just consolidates what we always had. And complementing here, it was also approved something that brings the second half, the new debt, and how to change the potential when you have when it's going to affect the primary market, it's going to be better. So this new at large is good. Extraordinary. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Next question from Mr. Antonio Crastucci from Santander. Hi, everybody. Thank you for answering my question. I would like to understand whether you could further elaborate on the margin of your
different parts, the ready stock, the one that was done during the pandemic, and the launches for this year. And what's your expectation for when we were going to see the EBITDA margin closer to those 40%? I'm going to begin separating the following. Pedro showed on the slide number 8, our acknowledgement of margin per harvesting, so to say. So you will see that we see. You can see there what we have reported. To give you a bit of our expectations in the future, we separate in two parts. First, the first expectation that I have is the rev margin that tells us that the sales that are being done, they demonstrate a gross margin for the company that is better than the sales that were done in previous years for these jobs under construction. So clearly, when you see what was presented, it goes from 38, it's around the 38 that we are reporting. So the sales show that margin is better, be it because of the group or because of the price. Second, I would like to explore better. The ready stock of EZTEC is always very valuable. The jobs that are ready now, they have a gross margin for the company above 40% in average. So no matter what I see in the other margin, the sales of this stock will impact the margin that you will see quarter over quarter. So you will not see 40%, but you will see that we are being able to move this up because of these two factors. And I will complement saying that we had a 0.5% X of lowering the interest in interest. So today people think, I'm going to put my money in the bank and I wait for the interest to raise, you know. And when somebody does that, everybody else does it. So there will come a moment where this market will turn around. As Emílio said important things. We have a problem of demand. We are going to have a commercial gain. Emílio, something that we do not know, although he says that he thinks that the margin we will not be able to see it soon. According to what happens in a macroeconomic scenario, we can improve quicker. The assertiveness in choosing the selection of launches that we are doing also will increase our margin. We'll sell quicker, we have less expenses, and then you can gain price. So it's a whole equation. I'm not talking about what's happening, but it's within a plan for next year. If things run accordingly, we'll be prepared to improve. Could we answer your question, Antonio? Yes, thank you. Just one more thing. You talked about increasing the prices. Do you have any idea on what regions of São Paulo, what neighborhoods do you believe that you can get a higher gain? I think that's general. If you think about high standards, look at the ones that are being launched, and they need buyers. And when you have offer higher than the demand, the price goes down. What I understand is, and that's true
for medium income too, not for my home, my life. In medium and high income, as we have a lower interest rate and the demand for our units increase, they're going to have lower loans. So instead of paying 700,000 in the unit, they're going to buy one of 800,000. That will generate increased demand. And that's for medium and high brackets of income. Did we answer? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Antonio. Now, Mr. João Bosco Jastel, please, you may proceed.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity. My question, I would like to understand a little bit about your operational mindset. This year, you had few launches. If we consider that the most important one was a relaunch because of the macroeconomic issues of the engineering department, I also understand you don't want to overload the ready inventory because of the 5 billion that you have to deliver in the next 18 months. My question is, you're going to have a cash generation that's strong in this year and a half of deliveries, but also you have 21 operational sites now. I think you're going to have one-third operational after this delivery cycle. So let's think that this cash generation that you have, the projects you have to launch, may put you in a focus cycle that will generate value for the shareholders with the historic, what are the historical margins? With the historical margins again.
João, eu vou começar introduzindo essa
I'm going to begin answering your question, and then I give the floor for the president, for the CEO. First of all, the focus of the company is in the real estate market to get as much value as possible. We faced some difficulties throughout the last 2, 3 years with the, and the value we're offering is not what's expected, especially when I look at the controllers. This is a company whose controllers, they live off dividends. We're talking about a company that is aligned with the need of a physical and institutional shareholder. When in the face of that, we are doing an important adjustment in our house. It's an operational adjustment. And with that, the objective is to generate more value for every shareholder. If we look at our brands and we transform in net margin, first, what we want, money coming back home. That's the first part. We were very focused on that delivery that will happen until 2024. We have important cash generation generator. And I cannot do anything now because the market is not good for that, but we have a diamond there, something that's very special. It's the best
corporate building in the city of São Paulo, the best technology, the best site for the corporations to be. So no doubt we're going to generate value for the shareholders from that, from there. And also, as Silvia said, we're going to be very selective in relation to buying land. We already have a contract that gives us 3 billion in the extra. And then, considering the expectations we have, the price of land and price of sales bring a huge potential of value generation for the company. And then bringing this money, we depend on the market conditions. If we really have a market where sales will be possible without increasing much the stock, you see the company doing what it has always done, more launches with added value for everybody. If it's not like that, of course, they're going to think about some way to increase the profit, maybe share sales, etc. But it's not the moment to talk about that. We have to wait for cash generation. Yeah, perfect. The stock, the land bank we have for commercial land that we bought for commercial jobs, now it's going to be residential jobs. And we have to change that. But if we have money to spare, if many strategies we have that now I cannot detail, do not prove to be safe, do not prove to be adequate, then we're going to pay out. As Emilio said, maybe a share repurchase, maybe it may be something of buying back. We are on the same chair you are. I want to, you know, get the money, have some profit, and pay it out. We believe a lot. There are many strategies that can help us to really place these investments in an adequate way. And the share of this participation, our subsidiaries have 60% of the company. Did we answer you? I understand that you don't have as yet a clear view, but my question is more in the sense of you will have in the company a few sites in 1.5 years. I would like to understand, how are you going to objectively, what's your plan to leave the company with enough sites to be focused, if you're going to have larger jobs, smaller jobs, you have that plan? Is that going to depend on macro aspects, or do you have a defined plan for that? We have a land bank that has different types of land plots, different patterns. It defines what we're going to do from now on. I mentioned few land acquisition, but we have Rio Bonito and others. And Marcelo will talk a bit. João, we at ISTEC, we had 32 sites. We got back to 11 sites in the period. And then we got back to less, and now it's going to reduce. Engineering adapts itself. It works according to demand. And when you decrease the number of sites, then you organize the house, and when you go back, you come back, stronger and more assertive. That happened to us, and it will happen. We're prepared for that. I want to remind you that we have had a clear strategy of the partnerships we have. Silvio mentioned Ibiov, to also Adolfo Lindenberg, who are responsible for the construction. The three launches of the year, Lindenberg will build two of these jobs. Adaptation does not concern us. And of course, the company will adapt, reducing or increasing engineering according to the need. Okay, now it's quite clear. Thank you. Have a nice day. You too, João. Thank you for the question. Since there are no further questions, and we have already used our time. Now, Flávio, please. I thank you for all the questions. If more questions come for Emílio, Emílio and Pedro will be available, you know that. And let us make clear that we're not concerned, structurally speaking. We're going to become stronger. And I have no doubt that João Bosco's last question, we are going to, in about 12 months, we're going to have our minimum volume of jobs, and we're going to have some, like in Bandeirantes CD, that is equivalent to six or seven or eight other jobs. This is our nature and our culture to do this type of job construction. So, Silvio, Marcelo, want to say anything? Actually, we're going through a crisis, and what we do best throughout time is to manage crisis. We have gone since 1979 for I don't know how many crises, many, many. And we are facing this with calm and effort. We're not accommodated. Being calm is not accepting. It's to really face it and take right decisions. We are very well guided and supported. And I'm sure that we'll solve it as we have solved throughout the last 44 years. For us, it's nothing new. You may rest assured that we are calm and working strongly. I don't want you to think that we're not doing anything. We are working twice as compared to what we used to work. And I want to thank everybody. Just to finish and contribute to my brothers here with the decrease of the jobs, when we come back, we're going to come back 100% assertive. We have been working a lot, and we are sure that the better times will come back, and we're going to surf on those waves. Thank you so much for being here. And you too, thanks for your participation in our earnings conference call. So this conference is closed, and you have more material in our website. We thank you all and wish you an excellent weekend.